Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey there, welcome to this episode of the Podcast Manager Show. If this is your first episode with me, a special welcome to you. And if you are coming back every single week, thank you so much for being here. You are welcome into this community of podcast managers. Now, today we are talking about how you can reset and re-energize and refocus yourself to reach your goals this year. Lots of R words for you today. But this episode I'm recording right after our first ever live event, our live in-person event that we had for our podcast manager students. And so I am fired up. I have the reset I need. I am re-energized, all of those good things. And I thought, you know what? How can I break this down for you? So even if you didn't get to attend a live event or you haven't had, you know, a moment in your business that was re-energizing, I can impart some of that onto you today. One of the great things about a live event is that you get out of your daily routine. And I've done a couple other episodes about live events, mainly because it's something that I really personally enjoy. And so I like talking about it with you, but also because we're freelancers. And so we aren't going to a lot of in-person events. Maybe you like networking in person. And so, you know, you do go to in-person events. But for the most part, as freelancers and podcast managers, we don't go to a lot of live events by choice. We don't have to. We don't want to leave our families, perhaps. You know, we don't want to travel necessarily, and that totally makes sense. And so I like to bring this up from time to time to talk about how beneficial live events are or have been in my business. So, you know, one of the great things, like I said, about going to a live event is that you get out of your routine and you have this moment where you get some creative ideas and you just feel this sense of reset. And so I want to talk about today on how you can channel that energy into your daily life, your weekly life, and your yearly life as a successful podcast manager. So let's talk daily. You know, it's so common as humans who have a lot of things going on in our personal lives, right? We've got kids, we've got family members, we've got maybe other jobs and partners, spouses, like we've got a lot of things going on that can distract us from, I mean, anything we're trying to focus on, right? Our businesses, are, you know, making the money we need to make and getting things done even efficiently, right? All of these distractions. And so on a daily basis, you can channel some of this reset energy into refocusing yourself each day. That's our first R for you today, is you can take a chance, take an opportunity each day to refocus yourself. Let me give you an example of how I'm doing that in my daily life. So two episodes ago, I talked about some of the things that I use to juggle motherhood and my podcast management business. And this is really an extension of that conversation, because as I came home from the live event this weekend, I was gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, came home Sunday. And when I came home, two of my kids were sick. And so it was not a big deal. My husband had it totally taken care of, but I came home, you know, it was a sick day and I knew they weren't going to be going to school the next day. And so I knew, okay, like I want to give my energy to them. I'm going to be probably get some stuff done on Monday, but not a lot, because I'm going to have two of my kids home with me. And so then I know by now that I want to show up for my kids in that way, right? I'm lucky that I don't have to go into work. I'm lucky that I can have this flexibility, but I also want to check myself so I can refocus myself each day. So as soon as I knew that Monday wasn't going to be a normal Monday, I could say, okay, what can I get accomplished on Monday? Let's be realistic. I want to refocus myself on what time I have and what energy I have to get things done. And then on Tuesday, you know, you can let, like, especially if you're someone who loves routine, you can let the inconsistencies of life get in the way of, oh gosh, Monday was off. And so then it threw off my Tuesday and it just bleeds into your whole week, right? So Tuesday, I had to then refocus myself. Okay, what can I get done today? Because I'm feeling kind of scattered because I didn't, you know, I had this amazing weekend and I'm on this, you know, energy high. But I also have other things going on, right? Of course I do. I want other things going on outside of my business. And so each day, though, I take that opportunity to refocus and be realistic with myself on what can I get done today. So that really works well for me, especially I'm the type of person who, if given the opportunity, I will put 10 things on my to-do list when realistically I can get 2 things done. And over time, that can wear you down because it feels like you're not getting anything done. But in reality, you're getting 2 things done a day. That's enough to move your business forward, right? So I have to channel that. I have to remind myself of that. But I have found that taking a daily reminder to reset, then you don't get pulled down, completely forget about your business, and then have to pull yourself back up. And if that's happened to you, know that you are not alone. I hear that on a regular basis. And people reinvent themselves, which is going to be something that we come back to. But if you can't help it, just refocus yourself. Refocus yourself on what you can do this week, what you can do this month. Maybe you're going into, you know, a crazy season for some reason. You know, maybe you're taking care of older parents or something like that. And you're like, things have to look different. Acknowledge that change in season and give yourself some realistic things that you can do. A little bit is enough oftentimes. We feel like we have to like do everything, but a little bit is often enough. Now let's talk weekly. Weekly, you want to take the opportunity to re-energize yourself. So oftentimes that's choosing to rest and that's not going full out 100% on your business every moment you can, right? It's creating a rhythm that works for your energy so you can continue to get things done. You can be productive in your business on a daily, weekly basis, but you also have time to rest and re-energize yourself for another week. When we think about our podcast management businesses, you know, sometimes we have to do little sprints to get where we're going. So we have to put in a little bit more effort to get where we're going. But more oftentimes, it's about the long game and what you can sustain long term. So, you know, if you're an example of that is if you are working a 9-to-5 and you're balancing building this business on the side, that's a hustle, right? That is a hustle. And so maybe you can maintain that for a little while, but you want to think long term. What is it long term that I want and what can I maintain long term so that you just don't step on the gas and go and wonder like, I have to go at this speed all the time, full out, right? So taking that weekly reminder to re-energize yourself so that you can keep going at whatever speed you are. And maybe you feel like, again, you're going 2 miles per hour, but that's enough because you've got a lot of other things going on that you're also balancing. That's enough, but know that that's enough. And I'm going to re-energize myself and I'm going to reapply myself each week. And let's be honest, we can just have bad weeks where mind stuff comes up or personal life things happen. And we do need to re-energize ourselves. We have to say, okay, I'm going to work through this mindset block and I'm going to learn that lesson, get through that so that I can then re-energize myself and get ready for a new week of building this business. Now, once you've been running your podcast management business for a year and more, you may find that you really need to reset yourself each year. I like to joke that being a freelancer, working in the freelance space, if you do that for a year, it feels like 5 years. It's like how for every human year, 1 human year is 7 dog years. That's what it's like in freelancing. It's like for every 1 human year, it's 5 freelance years. So by the time you're doing this for 2 years, you've essentially have a decade of experience. That's what it feels like because we are rapidly learning about our skill sets, about the people that we work with, about the industry. And the industry also moves quickly. Many industries do, but like the industries that we work in move quickly, right? Innovation, like things just keep on chugging along. And so each year that you're in business, not only does, you know, you've gotten a lot of experience and so your work starts to morph, your prices get to go up and all of that good stuff, but you also get a clear vision of where you're going, right? When you first start out, those couple of first maybe 6 months, you're focused on probably reaching a specific income, right? That's why you started. And then you start to see the opportunity and you get your vision changes a little bit. Okay, now you're after this. And then your vision changes a little bit more. And so I found on a yearly basis, you really want to look at what you have in front of you, your business, and say, okay, what do I want to do to get myself to where I'm going? And what type of reset do I want to take this year? And that's a lot of what we were doing at PMP Live was looking at our businesses and saying, okay, there's some good here. There's some things that I want to change. There's some opportunities that I want to take on and grow. But I'm going to look at my business for what it is and say, what am I going to reset for the year? And that takes a lot of intentionality. That takes a lot of focus. And it honestly can be difficult to reset yourself. It's easy to kind of just stay in the chug that you have created. But just like when you first start your business, you know, that takes energy to get to a certain point. It also takes energy to shift things. But when you're clear on where you're going, you're clear on what you want, and your goals are in alignment with that, it's 100% worth the energy. It's whenever we just keep making choices and we don't take that reset or we don't take that moment to say, okay, is that where I want to go? Like an example of this would be if you start to land clients, right? And maybe you find it to be difficult at first, but then all of a sudden something clicks and clients are coming and you're like, okay, you know, I've got 6 or 7 clients at this point. I want to build an agency. Higher, higher, higher. More clients, higher, higher, higher. And then you finally get to the point where you look around at what you have. You might have a lot of clients. You might have a lot of subcontractors, which is fun. But did you build the thing that you wanted to build? And so we want to be more intentional about what we're building and not just build it and then have to take inventory, right? We want to check in on a yearly basis, even more often, depending on how the growth speed of your business, but look at what you have in front of you and say, okay, is this what I want? Or do I need to go in a different direction? What kind of tweaks do I need to make so that my next destination is a destination that I want to be at? So the position that I am at right now is a little bit of a resetting point. I just got done hosting my first live event and I have people asking, okay, what about next year? What are we going to do next year? Where are we going to go? I want to come, all of that stuff, which is so exciting. And part of me wants to actually focus on it right now and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is where we're going to go. I want to give people answers. I want to, you know, tap into this energy. But realistically, I still want to take a couple minutes to take inventory of, okay, what does next year look like? And how is this going to fit into my greater business? And what changes do I want to make to the event and whatnot? So I'm so excited to take the time to really think it out and to make those decisions. And of course, I will share them with y'all as soon as they are made. But I also will honor the time that I'm in right now, which is reflecting on how great the event went. I mean, I was expecting some sort of tech glitch, some sort of something that I would need to like act on my feet, just some issue, right? Of course, there's going to be some sort of issue. And the event went so smoothly, I'm still a little bit surprised. So that was awesome, and surprising at the same time. So right now, for the next couple of weeks, I'm just reflecting on the event and just so excited that it happened. And then I will decide what is going to happen next year and what exciting things that we can create together. We will be opening up our program PMP Pro, which is a small group coaching program for more advanced podcast managers. We're going to be opening up that later this month in March. So if you are someone who is ready to reset and set some new goals and move your business beyond a handful of monthly management clients, then that program may be a good fit for you. And I'll share more details as we go into launching that program. But I wanted to let you know because it will be open to podcast managers outside of my PMP program. So we haven't done that before, but I have gotten enough requests that there are people out there who are successful podcast managers who want in on the small group coaching aspect. And so know that if you are one of those people, I remember those requests and I've heard those requests. And so we're going to get into that, like I said, later this month. So pay attention to those announcements as they roll out and use the information in this episode to, again, take time to refocus yourself daily, re-energize yourself weekly, and reset yourself yearly. Thank you so much for being here today. Head over to Instagram. Let me know where you're at in your business. And let me know if you would consider coming to a live event. Can't wait to talk to you over there. I'm so glad that you joined me for this episode. Before you go, if you want to start making $5,000 a month without taking on a million clients, I have a special masterclass that is free just for you. Go get all the information, grab your seat at laurenwrighton.com/masterclass, and I'll see you there.